this one, like, I don't know if there's a right answer, but if you fall anywhere in this story and maybe you can relate to it, we'd really appreciate you calling us at 833-563-2539 so I could give my friends some advice. My buddy found his 15-year-old daughter's diary, and yeah, he read through it. I mean, who would not do it? Now, here's the thing. She is 15, and she has tried alcohol, which I don't think that's surprising. I'm not saying it's, like, not a big deal. As a parent, right. I'd be concerned, but it's not like she's the only 15-year-old that's ever tried alcohol at a party.
I mean, certainly not.
But the thing that really got him is she didn't say who. Like, he doesn't know because he's trying to find out. But his daughter at 15 wrote in there that she's had sex.
Oh.
So that is quite the scenario to have. I imagine if you're a father, like, what the heck would you do about that? And the thing is, not that he suspected it, but Liv, he knows this. At least he read it. So maybe, I don't think she'd write a fake story in her diary. What does he do about this?
Honestly, I think that the fact that he read his 15-year-old daughter's diary is a total invasion of privacy. Now, I don't have kids, so I'm speaking from a hypothetical. But if I had kids, I would not read their diary. Maybe I would read their diary when they're like 7 or 8 or even like 9 or 10 because it's going to be like innocent and cute. And then if there is something deeper going on, you know, like you should be aware as a parent. But a 15-year-old girl, if he tells her that he read her diary, she is never going to trust him again, I don't think. I think she's going to be so hurt and so devastated that he's going to break that trust with her forever.
So does he not say anything then? Does he just keep quiet even though he knows that she's tried drinking? She's 15.
Right.
She's had sex. She's 15.
I know. And I mean, not saying that any of that stuff is right, but I don't think he confronts her. I just don't. And if he does, maybe like wait a week and then just have like maybe like a re-talk about the birds and the bees, you know? And talking about how, like, maybe you should wait until it's someone special. You know, maybe, like, bring that up, but distant it out a little bit so it's not obvious that he was, like, snooping through her stuff.
833-563-2539. What should he do in the situation? And I want to know, too, if you're a parent, have you looked through your kid, I assume daughter's journal or, like, diary and found anything out? And if you did you confront them? Did you say something? I get what you're saying, and you're right. A journal is private, but Liv, I guarantee you, if you were a parent, which scares me to imagine down the road, and you had a little 16-year-old Olivia Jr., and she found out, she's like, yeah, I had some White Claws, and I hooked up with a boy. You would not keep quiet about it and have a birds and the bee talk. You would put a chastity belt on her, and she'd be going to a convent.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I'd react, like, in that situation, because I'm not in it. But what I think I would do, I really think I would do that. I don't think I would say, I read your diary. I can't believe you're doing this. You're punished. Blah, 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 blah. I would just have a conversation about it.
Courtney is on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's kick things off with you. Courtney, what did you want to say?
Okay, so I had this exact thing happen to me. My mom read my diary when I was 16. And she never told me, but she talked to the entire family behind my back about what was in the diary.
That's even worse. So
how bad were you?
So bad. And it was about, like, you know, us kissing and kind of, you know, fooling around. And first off, I was really stupid for putting that in a diary. But she had to snoop around because it was behind my, like, underneath my bed against the wall. So she had to, like, crawl underneath my bed to find this, like, diary. And it was awful because she did not make – she made it so obvious that she had read it because she and my three sisters all had the birds and the bees talk with me within a week.
Oh, my gosh. So you knew something was happening.
Yeah, it was awful. And, like, I just, like, never trusted her again, kind of, because, like, you searched for my diary. So I would tell this person to not make it obvious, at least. And I would be more concerned about the alcohol instead of the sex.
What do you mean? You're going to, if you get pregnant, a baby comes. I think the alcohol is least of the problems. But, Courtney, thanks for calling in and sharing your story at 833-563-2539.
So, Cheryl on Facebook said he should be a parent and confront her. He's her father and not her friend.
But here's the thing, though. I don't think this is being a friend. It'd be one thing if he's like, hey, you can drink in the house. Like, you're my friend.
Right.
It's like, this is her private diary. But at the same time, you're right. He is the father, and he's got to make those decisions. Hey, Wendy, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What should my friend do? He found his 15-year-old daughter's diary, and this past summer, she hooked up, and she tried alcohol for the first time.
Honestly, I feel like he should confront her because she's 15. She's not 18. At the age of 15, there's no privacy, not in my house at least. he needs to confront her because if she comes home pregnant or with an STD, then it's going to be too late. And as far as the alcohol, she's 15. She's underage drinking. Now, what if she drinks too much and catch alcohol poison? So she needs to know the importance of that also. He's her father, not her friend. There's no privacy. But there's not.
Wendy is team snitch over here. She's going to be on the dad's side.
I just have a question. So, Wendy, do you think that he should say, hey, I read your diary and found your stuff?
Yeah. So, I'm her mama.
Okay.
So,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Man, you can't get away with anything with Wendy as your mom.
No.
Hey, Wendy, I like that, though. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. I want to get some more calls. I would love to hear from people both that have been in that situation and found something, but also maybe you're the person that wrote in the diary, and I want to know what happened. What kind of secret was exposed? And what do you think my friend should do here? 833-563-2539. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. If you'd like to join in the conversation, Radio Now AM Show for Twitter and Instagram. For Facebook, just use our Facebook page to search for Radio Now and give it a like. My friend found his 15-year-old daughter's diary, and after reading through it, which, yeah, I know he shouldn't have, but what do you expect a father or a mother to do? Of course they're going to do it because they want to make sure their kid's not doing anything they shouldn't be. Well, guess what? She was doing stuff she shouldn't be. She's tried alcohol this past summer, and she's also had sex. So that's not exactly something I can keep quiet about. He's wondering, do I confront my daughter? I mean, what do I say? I can't just sit on back. Let's go to Ty. Hey, or is it Ty Best? Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What up?
Hi. I was calling about the situation. I don't think your friend is wrong for reading her diary. Because it is something that I think is an asset as far as it goes parenting, because it lets us know what's going on with our kids. It could be something other than alcohol or sex that she's feeling, like maybe sexual abuse or, you know, bullying. And as far as it goes with how he should confront her, I am all for him talking to her, but I think he should use some discretion to a certain degree and not say, hey, I read your diary, but probably just, you know, recap about birds and bees, alcohol, and letting her know that, hey, you know, someone could take advantage of you and you could get really sick and go to the hospital. Children are going to, you know, explore different things. I remember being a teenager and doing a lot of crazy things that maybe I shouldn't have done, but I survived. But
no, totally. Those are good points. Hey, Ty, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Quinn, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What should my friend do? He found his 15-year-old daughter's diary and he read through it.
So I almost agree with Liv. I kind of agree with everybody here, but I almost agree with Liv because I feel like if he tells her that, hey, I read your diary, she's going to shut him out and she's not going to feel comfortable having like normal conversations with him saying, hey, Dad, this is what's going on. And this, I don't know what to do here, but I feel like if he's snooping around and she's not going to feel like she can come to him because he's just going to be nosy about it.
Yeah, that could be awkward.
And see, that's what I think too. Like I was 23 when I was like, wow, maybe everything my parents ever said was actually right and correct. But I didn't listen to my parents to what they said. I thought they were being overprotective and all that kind of stuff until I was 23. That's a long time. So if he betrays her trust now, it might be years and years until she's like, wait, you know what? Maybe he was right. Maybe he was doing, like, looking out for me.
Yeah, but devil's advocate, though. She's, hooking up with a boy, which I'm not judging her for. That a lot of kids experiment and do things. But what if she gets pregnant? Oh, great. You're going to be on MTV, 16 and pregnant? I think it's worth having that awkward exchange. And maybe she's mad at her dad for looking if it prevents a teen pregnancy or something that's going to be with her the rest of her life.
Maybe it opens up a dialogue for it. But I don't think he needs to say, hey, I read your your diary.
Yeah, I'd say somebody told me about it that found it on the floor. Corin, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's up?
Hey, I think we have the tendency of being rather incestuously possessive of our daughter's virginity. And I think instead of talking about her diary, he needs to focus on his relationship with her. Because obviously she's seeking love and attention from boys, and that starts with at home. And if she was really close to him and comfortable with him, he wouldn't need to scoop. She would talk to him.
I think that is such an interesting perspective. You're the first one to kind of have that view and outlook on it, but I kind of agree with that. I think that is so interesting.
What, the virginity part?
No, just being like, if he had... Maybe he should worry about strengthening his relationship with his daughter because there should be an open dialogue.
I don't know her side of it, but I know my guy, and he's always had a good relationship with his daughter. Like, they actually seem to be somewhat close.
No, I get that, but they can be close, and they cannot hate each other, and he can be supportive, but they still don't talk about serious things like that because sometimes it can be awkward.
No teenager says, hey, Mom, I lost my virginity, or hey, Dad, I got wasted last night.
Right.
Nobody is that close. I mean, that's a decent point,
I don't know.
You think that would happen in a close relationship?
Maybe she might not admit that, but maybe she feels close enough to him that if she does anything or has questions or is sad about something, like maybe losing her virginity, she can go to him and talk to him without a judgment.
Shannon, what do you think? My buddy found this diary, and his daughter this past summer tried alcohol, and she had sex for the first time. She's only 15.
I think that it's not a matter of him finding her diary and reading that. It's like, the fact that everybody is freaking out about a 15-year-old that's had sex just because she's a female, like, I get it, but he's worried that something will happen, and it's great to open up a dialogue with your daughter or your child about that, but let's not forget that she's doing normal things that normal teenagers do, and that she shouldn't be shamed for or... made to blow out of proportion for this. Like, she's probably already going through enough right now with her own feelings on how she feels with losing her virginity, let alone having her parents yell at her and tell her it was wrong.
So you think that's... But you're saying, though, I just want to make sure I understand, Shannon, that it's normal to at 15 to have sex. It's like,
To start experimenting with it, yes. I mean, that's the normal age that kids start experimenting with what their body and what they're feeling and what they're doing, and I mean, the problem that we have right now is all of these parents and all of these people want to shame them and make them feel like they can't tell anybody, because if they do, they're going to be judged. And that is what a diary is for. A diary doesn't judge you. It just is something you can talk to, and it doesn't talk back.
That, I think that's a problem, though. It doesn't talk back. You are 15, and I'm not shaming her at all. I lost my virginity when I was 15, and I regret it. I've openly said that I regret losing my virginity at such a young age. I wish I had a more open dialogue with, like, you know, my sisters and my parents, and that I listened to my parents more and trusted them more because I was too young. Was I, like, torn up about it? No, but looking back, I'm like, I wish I would have waited for something more special and until I was older and way more mature to do it. I don't think it's shaming. I think it's just opening up a dialogue to realize, you know, the importance and the value that's on it.
Hey, thank you so much, Shannon, for calling in. Actually, thanks for everybody that called in, also hopped on our Facebook page, and did anything else, any way that you were involved in that conversation. We really appreciate you. And I think I at least have a decent idea to tell my buddy. I could share this podcast with him, and maybe he can hear your comments, too, and go from there. Definitely an awkward situation to be in. I don't think there's any easy way to handle that. But thank you guys so much for doing that. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.